building a day after Hanukkah. Bitzem our avoda is to take the milus, the koiches that we got in Hanukkah, and to try to take these koiches that we managed to get in Hanukkah and to take them for the whole year, at least for the whole winter. Sforim is brought down that Hanukkah is be'etzem the last yontef that Chazal will kuvah for us. We have Purim and Hanukkah, and after Hanukkah we went out to the Golus. The last yontef that we have is Hanukkah. We have to understand, if Chazal were kaveh that the last yontef is Hanukkah, it's brought down in Sforim that the pshat that Hanukkah has the koyach that a person could take the Hanukkah and to mamshich in the Hanukkah over the whole Golus. So we have to know what we have to take out of the Hanukkah with us to the whole year, that with this Hanukkah, with the koyach from Hanukkah, from the Nes of Hanukkah, from the Limud of Hanukkah, from that Nes of Hanukkah, to take out the koiches that the whole Golus and our whole life, at least the whole Zman, will be stark, and to take out the Milus of Hanukkah. So I want maybe upon the Kudus of Hanukkah, that with them I think every person could mamshich. Well, we spoke a little bit, that Be'etzem in Hanukkah, there's two nisim. There's the Nes of the Nitzochim, Rabbim b'yad me'atim, Tmeim b'yad Torim, Rishoyim b'yad Tzadikim. And then there was a Nes, they found oil for one day, it lit them for 8 days. And when you look at the Nes of Hanukkah, the main Nes is the Nitzochim. They wanted l'ashkichom tirosecho la'avichom v'chuki retzinecho antios. Haganze my whole army, and Hashem saved us, a festa Nes. And that was a small nest, and the candles, Tumahut Rabbi Tzibu, Tchuyah Rabbi Tzibu, we didn't need that nest. Say that we had that nest. And we have a nest. And Mitzad Sheni, we see the whole time that when we symbolize the Hanukkah, Chazal were kaveh to take the nest of the candles, and this is what we're busy with. We put it on the doors, we put it in the shul, inside the shul, outside the shul, and every place. This is the place really we take and we try to make the whole Zach. We say for Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Efshar, Hezbel. So what is the Avonatak? The Nes is the Nitzoch. The Nes is the Milchoma. And we symbolize the candles, the 8 candles we're lighting for 8 days. So we say Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the Kush. But the Hezbel is, the Hezber is as I. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us from the Yevonim. It's a Nes of Hanukkah. He saved us. They wanted to mashkichom to Yosecho. They wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael needed a Nes. Klal Yisrael needed to be survived. Hashem made another Nes. A small private Nes. To Apor Hashmenoim that are inside the Beis HaMikdosh. And they decided to be machmir al atzmon. Bepsa extra rechumre. It's a chidush that is a chumre to mehut rabbi tzibur uver zog bichlal that is the Indian to machen ander shagein ish tarayetz in the sugi is it's rabbi sum nagea yeah if it's the Indian bichlal to be mach yes a person will not do yibum because the chidush machen ish asach yeah it's a Indian bichlal yeah it's hutro it's the chayish tere yeah the gemor is medamet it's the Indian bichlal not to do it but the chashmanoim decided it's the Indian and the Kodesh Baruch Hu made a nest and it lit him for 8 days. Who knew about it? The Koyanim and Beis HaMikdosh. And this is the ganze Sach. Hanukkah is melamed us bitoch. Emuna en boi ra'olam. This is the yesod of Hanukkah. Emuna en boi ra'olam. Person comes to Hanukkah, he has emuna en boi ra'olam. Shem saved us. Now he had two nisim. So one nes, the milchome, and one nes that the oil lit in for 8 days. The oil lit in for 8 days. And we explained that the Welt says, the Alta Mikelem, that Ma'atzim the nes is 7 days, the Bis Yosef's kashe, but the Tarot says, we see in Chanukah, Misham al Hashemen ve'idlak, Yem al Hachoymetz ve'idlak, that the 8 day with Klal Yisrael came to that Akore, that the whole Teva, Minoge Shel Olam, is also a nes, like the Ramban says in Parshas Boy, Min HaNisim al Negloim, and HaNisim al HaNisim She'enom Negloim, person sees him the nes. So after Chanukah, Bnei Bino, that understand Dovot, Midor Dovot, Kovim, Yemeshmoino, they have that the whole thing is a nes. Kodesh Baruch Hu taught Klal Yisrael. Avad Asido Anes from the Nitzach. But it's another Nes. When people decide to make a mitzvah behidu, even if it's unnecessarily, and even if the Evid you could do without that, I will make a Nes and the oil will light for 8 days. A person sometimes has an argoshe, and not sometimes, everyone here has this argoshe. I said it's poshet. I'm saying to myself, you know, someone in Iran, they say he's going to throw up some big bomb as ops. I forgot the name of it. Yeah, the bomb destroys everything. And in Japan, they did a mol as a zach. Yeah? When they say he has such a zach, he'll destroy. There's no one in this room that is scared. If you ask someone, you're masking to sign. What do you think? Lamai said it will happen or not? Every guy here is masking to sign in the room that will not happen. And you know, you go with a fry, you get it in the street, the bomb is petrified. They know in a year it's going to be thrown. Yeah, for sure when they will have it, they will throw it. There's no shaila about it. They're sitting, they're sittering. Mamash achmonas on them, yeah? You can see sometimes they're shaking. Yes, why are you shaking? In another year it's happening. They're buying houses all over the world. They're taking out all their money. No one here is nervous. Why no one here is nervous? It was a Holocaust. Sure, Shekesh Boch could do what he wants. So why is it no one here is nervous? Check yourself. Try giving an example that everyone here is not one person here that really thinks that it will happen. Why? Because we believe that Hashem runs the world, yeah? Everyone here believes that Hashem runs the world. Hashem will let Klal Yisrael to be destroyed. And if he will decide there's noch a Hitler, so the Hitler will come over from Germany also, yeah? Tanish come from Ahmad Jin, yeah? Malefshach. No. So be'emes, no one here is really scared. No one is going here and scared. Now what? This is Nagea, if I'll be a Bama del Tisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Of a morning Seder, Hashem will help me, that will be chavusa good. That is too hard, chas v'shalom, yeah? What's the pshat? Maybe he felt in Hashgoche Protis. Hashem will save Klal Yisrael, the bomb will not come to Yisrael, everyone believes. But that, only if it really has to happen, it will happen. If not, it will not happen. But that I will have Siyat Dishmaya, and I will decide now, I'm becoming a Talmid Chochem, and in 3 weeks I'll be a fire? Mistomenisht. I don't have schusim. Why? Person doesn't believe that it will happen. But now I'm going to learn on 4 hours nights in, I will have koichas. Yeah, he's masking to sign it for sure. 11 o'clock he'll be back at Libes Medrash, yeah? Even when he decides to stay, he could sign that he knows that it will not happen. Fakeltim, he could sign that the bomb will not happen also. Came Chanukah, Hashem said, I'm doing a fest on this, saving Klal Yisrael. But that would not give a chizuk to people to decide that I will help them. Why the Klal Yisrael, Chashmonai have to win? You think Haman will win? How about the Haman will not win? We know that it will not happen. Hashem said, but noch the ganze grace and ness. 8 Chashmonaim are inside the room. It's not Megat the Klal Yisrael. What's Megat the Klal Yisrael? The Kohen that is serving in Beis HaMikdosh decides to be a Machmir. He's serving. He's allowed to serve today B'tumu Hutro B'tzibu. If I like the tzveite coin, you're allowed to? He says, yeah, you're allowed to. Shh. He says, you're allowed to. He says, yeah, you're allowed to. Ich will machmer sein. I'm allowed to. You want to machmer, you can machmer. The coin that is doing that, I'm going to be some has like the Baal Keir decides, ich weiß, to hold the yad inside. Maybe you don't have these machmer. And the hand is too short, and Hashem makes the nest, that the hand goes pamish till the Sefer Torah, yeah? This is what happened based on Mikdash. So Klal Yisrael chapt Meshur Dikazach. That it's the same ness exactly. The same ness exactly of saving Gans Klal Yisrael. The same ness of saving Gans Klal Yisrael. will happen to the one person that will decide to be a better person, then this will happen to him. It's the Zal B'Chanukah. What is more important, the message to us? That Klal Yisrael will be saved, we don't need it. Everyone here said that they know that he will not draw the ban. Everyone here is not scared for him. But everyone here needs yet a chizuk. That if I'm going to learn, I will have a chavrusis. It will work out. Everyone here needs help. Including the one that is saying these words. Yeah? Everyone needs a chizuk. And every hour you need chizuk. I'm tired. If we're not going, you need chizuk. So when we make a zeichel to Chanukah, we say, thank you Hashem for saving us. That's the main thing. Thank you for the menorah. You don't say thank you for the menorah. Because that kind decided to be machmir. Thank you that he helped him. Or the other name, it's machmir shleis. No, thank you on the nest of the Chanukah. What is thank you? Thank you on what? That he managed to be a machmir. So he was a machmir. He gets a schar that he was a machmir. Oh my God, we don't have nothing from it. But the message is the menorah. Look how much Hashem helps. Everyone that decides to be different will be different. Lelo yoytze min haklal. Lelo yoytze min haklal. And Gemman told me. Gemman says in my shir. I want to say his name. He heard these things. It was the first day of Chanukah, second day of Chanukah. And he woke up in the morning, and he owed an amount of money. He didn't have a word to pay it. And he was there, you know, the people were pressuring him already. So he goes, Mama is not in the mood to come to yeshiva. I think it was the second day of Chanukah. But he heard this shmuz that I said now. And he said, every person has an S. So I'm going to yeshiva to learn. I'm finished. Nothing will help. If Hashem wants, I will have the money. If he doesn't want, I'm not going to have the money. I'm not spending the second day of Chanukah running around to borrow money from a different gemach. Not saying a person maybe has to pay back and he has to work. Could be he doesn't have to have a heter to. But this person didn't have money to pay back. Well, surely he would go somewhere else to borrow it, that these people will yell at him less. Yeah, next week the other people will yell at him. So he said, if I have the money, if I have to work, maybe I don't have the money to pay back. So I run to one person, the other person, you know. Make another, send this person suffering for a week, and then the other person will suffer for 2 weeks, yeah? You know, I'm not Meshuggah to miss Chanukah for that. So I've told him, you're crazy, they were yelling at us, they told us tonight if we're not paying, they'll call the Rav, they'll call this. He said, listen, I can't, I heard the shmuz, I'm going to yeshiva to learn. Imam, she said, he forgot all about it. He's learning a 11:45, he gets a tap on his back, and the Baal Choyv is there. Like he didn't know what to do to himself. Like the whole shmooze was about to bust in his face. Yeah, man. He heard the whole zach. And the guy has the shtar choyv in the hand. And the guy told him, I came to give you Chanukah geld, and tore the shtar in front of him and left. And the man that sits with us in Beis Yishaya every morning. Hatz Kvoide, I'm not saying the name. But 30% here are good friends of his. Maybe 35%. Yeah? Are very good friends of his. You know, I'm saying now, I want to tell you very clear. You know, Chazal say that Avraham Avinu went into the Akedah and nothing into Kivshan Ha'esh and nothing happened to him. And Horon went into Kivshan Ha'esh and he got burned. Chazal say, why Horon got burned? Because he only went into Kivshan Ha'esh while Avraham Avinu was saved. So the fire burned him. Avraham Avinu went in Mesirus Nefesh. First, I can't say, you know what? I'm learning, but you know, I want to see 12 o'clock and my choyv is also raised. It doesn't mean that it will happen. He was my son nefesh. He didn't know what will happen. He thought that maybe the guy will give him off for another week. He didn't know that Hashem will give him a present. He didn't think that Hashem will give him a present. But he said, I'm doing my part. I'm doing my avodah. It's a very dakas dike. They find in between doing it because he's sure Hashem will give me the nest and everything will be good, I'm asking him to do Mesilas Nefesh. Chashmarayim didn't know there would be oil for 8 days. They didn't know. But they came, they couldn't find oil, and they were terech to find oil. They were terech. Hashem did the nest. What would happen if not? They would have 1 day betayre, the rest not. More from that. Shteid on the Givaldi Kazach. The Chashmonaim didn't think that he will manage the whole thing. They thought they will manage one day behidu. The rest will be shvach. The guy doesn't have to decide, you know what, I'm the God Lador now. No, but today I'm going to learn shtark. I can't, the whole Zmarach Kenisht. But one day I could take very shtark. 2 days I could take very shtark. Hashem makes the nes. The rest happens me'ilav. The rest happens me'ilav. Chazal tells us that Chanukah is the last yontif of the Golis. This is what has to keep us in the Golis. What has to keep us in the Golis is when a person is in Choshech. Yovan, Choshech Zumalchus Yovan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of every Yochid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of every Yochid. And if it's hard, you will make a mess. But we have to be Moisar Nefesh. We have to make a Mesirus Nefesh. And this is what is very interesting, as I state in Sforim. Chanukah is different from all of our Yontifs. We have different stories in Teira about the Yontifs. Pesach, we did Mesirus Nefesh. Moshe came and started to change. Damn, it's for the Akili. Till the door is open, please leave. Yeah? Sukkos, Klai Yisrael went in the Midbar, Hashem made Sukkos. Purim was a Gzeire, Hashem prepared everything, Esther was there, everything was done. The tree, Charvoino, everything was set. Bixam Vaseresh, she jumped from the roof, everything, she threw the pair, I mean, everything was Mesuder. Chanukah, nothing was Mesuder. They had to fight. Sign the war and sign the nest of the oil. They had to look for a pach of shemen. Chosim b'chosim kohen gadol. The message for Klal Yisrael and the Golus biz Mashiach tzidkeinu, it will only come by Mesirus Nefesh. It will only come by Mesirus Nefesh. This is the tnai. This is the tnai. Because the famous Medrash Tanchuma, האולחים בחושך ראו גודל זהו תלמוד בבלי שאינו נקנס אלו ביגיע. תלמוד בבלי was אחר חסים עשה תלמוד. תלמוד בבלי was בשעס דה גולס. We are always, כל לימודנו is תלמוד בבלי. We never could manage to have even a mushal how they learned Torah before תלמוד בבלי. We talk, you don't know what they did exactly. What Yaakov and Yehuda were speaking and learning, what exactly they were working on. Ishtar, what they were learning, we don't know. What was the Tzura Salimud before Talmud Bavli? It was a different Tzura. It's a different Musag, we don't know. It's Hashem, Yaakov and Yehuda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show us all different Echolos, how everything puts together. We're in a dirt that we're learning Talmud Bavli. The Yisrael of Talmud Bavli is a Molo V'Yegios Roshun Toich. This is the way it's given. From the time of Yevani, that they want them to hashkichom teirosecho. This is Be'etzim Talmud Bavli, that Chazal were matir to write down Talmud Bavli because shichicho came la'olam. Choshech is miloshen shichicho. Choshech is miloshen shichicho. That you don't remember. You don't remember what you learn. You have geboros, but you don't remember. Lina Holzman, you don't remember. That's a Mishum de Gazach. Every movie that you see when you're a kid, you remember. Every story that you heard when you're 5 years old, you remember. Yeah? Sugis that was so gishmak. I'm not speaking of Sugis that were not gishmak. Mamash Fester Rambam Raiba. Mamash gishmak, yeah? Ktsaisim, you thought you would not take notes. You'll every time remember it, yeah? A week later, you don't remember a word. You chosh the guys. A month, yeah? Say it. So all the Mahalchim and Tesis need in that base, yeah? When you learn it, your mom is klor every tzad and Tesis. Chamoy Zalach Mitzvah Zishto, you remember the Tzadim? Nothing. This is Talmud Bavli, Shichecho. But Hashem promises, if you Moisar Nefesh, He makes a nes. If you Moisar Nefesh, you make a nes. Our Chochmah is, when Chanukah finishes, so during Chanukah we're busy. The mitzvah sayoyim, so the shemar bin boy, that's mitzvah yesh boy. All the mitzvah sayoyim, the avoida, But the chokhmah is to pack yourself out. We just passed Chanukah. Not to wait for another year. So yeah, Chanukah is very good. But Hashem, next year in Chanukah, I will take on myself to change. Take the Chanukah that passed and decide, I'm Moisar Nefesh. I'm Moisar Nefesh. And when a person is Moisar Nefesh, he's koine. It's nochamol and nochamol. Rabban Segal told me once. Person comes to, he sees a big building. He wants to buy the building. So he goes and he hugs the building. He kisses the building. He dances in front of the building. It doesn't become his. It is. Yeah, it's like it is. But he's hugging the building. Too bad. But he's kissing the building. What's coming to? Listen, he wants to be a Talmid Chacham. He loves to be a Talmid Chacham. He dances in Chastei with the Sefer Torah. Mamash, he was schwitzing in Ganzen, yeah? And he kisses the Gemara every day and kisses the Mezuzah altitude, yeah? It doesn't become his. It's a way to be Koine Teire. Nefesh Ameilo, Ameilo, Lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that the only way of King and Teire is Mesirus Nefesh. It's the only way to be Koine Teire. Vos to the Yetzer Hara, he lets you to learn till it's hard. Well, very gishmak. But when it comes hard, the last 5 minutes of Seder, end of night Seder, the Friday Shabbos, he makes sure that you will not be there. So you're not kind of it. I heard Vaita, if I'm done, I'm not sure. You know, someone owns a house. It's his house. He goes away for a year. But he comes back in 2 minutes, it's his house. Yeah? But if you go to a strange house, it's not your house. You're a visitor. When a person has a kinyan and teire, when he walks in the door, it belongs to him. When he walks into the door, it belongs to him. But he has to walk into the door. It's his house. The problem is when it doesn't belong to him. How the Torah becomes belongs to him? When he makes a Maisekinyan. When he makes a Maisekinyan, the Torah belongs to him. If he doesn't make a Maisekinyan, it's not his. And the Yetzer Hara is a Chocham. The Yetzer Hara says, learn, learn, learn. I tell you, there was once a Bachar in Yeshiva, such a masmid. And nothing came out of him. And bothered me, I went to ask one of the Gdolim Pshat that knew. Forget about this person. That person was a real masmid. So he told me, I'll tell you the truth. It's also by me, it's a wonder. He knew Shas, and the guy was mamish shundik. Doesn't come out of him. Kachaloim Yov. Yeah? He said, Avada was a masmid. And it was a madrega that he came to his asmone. Yeah? He was mevater at different zachen. But then it was naturally. He was holding that madrega. But when it was hard for him, he didn't learn. I was a masmid. Right? So in nature, he felt bad to get up. So when it was hard for him, he did shnei mikra. Abi is a mismanish. I'm not saying it's also madrege. For a beginner high school, it's also madrege, yeah? He did, and then he took out a Mishnah Berurah doing Seder. But when it was really hard for him to do Gemara, he never did it. He was never amal. He was never yogea. For sure, I'm not saying it's the first year gears to sit down is also not easy, yeah? Some people struggle with that also, the first years of Bis Medrash. But when it was hard for him, he didn't work hard. Quick, he went weiter, 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 yeah? Yeah, he doesn't get up. This is his thing, yeah? One guy wears a white shirt, one guy wears a blue shirt, but he's a masmid. But to work hard, no. He didn't have a kinyan and teira. The person has to know when it's hard, there is the place. Not the pshat, even that it's hard, I'm learning. A person is digging and they tell him that there's a big rock and under there is the diamonds. And he digs and he digs. It's like sand and he digs and he digs and he digs and he digs. A week, 2 weeks. Pitom, they get to a strong stone. He starts to jump. All the workers tell him, crazy. Cosmo was easy to dig, you were so sad. Now that we mamish, we don't know if we'll go through. We need to bring these big compressors to try to break the stone. Now you're happy? He says, now I know I got to the diamonds. A person has to know when it's hard for him. Oh, now is the chance. Now is the chance to become a Talmid Chacham. Now is the chance. It's not the pshat that we learn even that it's hard. A person has to know about is the mitzvah to machem tachbulis. As a mitzvah to try to skip the war. But you have to know the kinyan is the war. It's not the pshat even that is a war. This is the milchamta. This is the way to win. This is the way to grow. We have to come out of Chanukah with a very strong achlota. With a very, very strong achlota. Our achlota has to be, we are growing. We are going to be Talmidei Chachomim. Even that it's hard. Even that it's hard. We're going to be Talmidei Chachomim. And Hashem made a nest. Even a little bit oil lights for 8 days. I think Moshe Feinstein said. Even if you have a little bit kishroinus, if you have a little bit, it, Hashem will make it to be a lot. But he said, an velcha shemen Hashem made a nes. Shemen zayit zoch. You have to start. President, but I can't. Said, you only can learn an hour a day in Nebuch Bochum. Said it. Oh, but the hour to learn. But the ganze shtag, and it's hard for you, pull the hour straight. Hashem will give you the koyach for 2 hours, for 3 hours, for 4 hours, for 5 hours. So a lot of time Bochum asked me, said, we hear such a shmuz, we decided, we know that Maisa and Purim will be the same Bochum. We hear the shmuz. No, the ma'aseh. What you could sign to us like the bomb will not fall and we will be Talmidei Chachomim. So I said, I'm asking to sign to everyone. I know it's worth nothing, but I'm asking to sign. But I'll tell you the difference. When you're here now, you decide, you know what, maybe I will do it. You plan to learn this Friday 4 hours or not? Ma'amis. Maybe next Friday. Yeah? That's the answer. You're not even deciding now to try to do it. So maybe tonight, yeah, I will start stark. Yeah, tonight. But what do you think of being 3 days? You plan to be here for Friday or not? So you're not deciding to make some nefesh. Your achlota has to be, yes, I will be here. I'm not saying you can't fail later. And I'm not saying later you can't take a break. But you're not planning to be my son nefesh. You're not planning to get to the bottom. You want, Hashem, you know what, I'll do a little bit of nefesh, make me the nest, I will let you 8 days. Hashem will not do it. Hashem will not do it. Hashem only helps when a person is meisel nefesh. What does mesilus nefesh mean? Chashmonai went to fight, some of them got killed. It's not easy. Mesilus nefesh doesn't mean I will stretch a little bit, I will try a little bit. This means learning. This is called learning. I'm so nefesh. But if a person takes a achlote, I moisel nefesh. It's a achlote. Chazanish writes down in the Igros. Harbe. Sheloi hayu mukhshorim. Veloi hayu mutzlochim. Ichlitu achloto kabole nimretzes. Olu veosu choyim. Ichlitu vekiblu kabola nimretzes. Olu v'osu chayil. Chasnish writes, a lot, we didn't have the abilities. And you have to start. And if you decide to start, it will happen. The Yitzhar Hore doesn't let you to start. And Habole Tayar Mesai Moisoi. Habole Tayar Mesai Moisoi. And we said, Chazal say, Adloko is a mitzvah. We said, all the other mitzvahs, you don't have such a halacha. And all the other mitzvahs, you have to have it till the end. Here you have to just do the maisa adloka. But you have to do a maisa adloka. You have to push to do a maisa adloka. I'm telling you, if a person would just take on himself this achlote, and we had a chanukah, don't lose the chanukah. Don't say, okay, it was a Chanukah, what I took. No. It was 8 days of Chanukah, we misboinen, and now I'm starting. And now I'm taking this koichas. And Hashem gives siyata d'shmaya. I'm saying like this poem straight, that Chanukah is the last yontif, because with this choshech that we're going to have the golus for 2,000 years, this Chanukah could win. This Chanukah could win. And like we said, that if koyach and fire is to take away the choshech, Chanukah is oir, oir atoiro. Ma'oir shebo machzirom lemutov. Ma'oir shebo machzirom lemutov. Like in choshech, you don't have to fight the choshech. You put the light, the choshech disappears. If you put the light of Chanukah, the choshech will disappear. The yetzer will disappear. I'm saying, sit for yourself for a minute. I'm telling you. It's chaval not. You have to decide. You have to decide that you could. I told you, I think a year ago, there was a gemara that came here from yeshiva. I just got a shtikel Torah from him yesterday. When he was learning in yeshiva, he was, I would call it, beinani minus minus, yeah? I don't like to say shvach. We call it beinani minus minus, yeah? Shvach is a shvach bocher. I remember chasing after him the whole time, yeah? Once a week I would reach him. He sat in the biggest snoshim here in the and every time I meet him, he used to come once a year, once 2 years to Yishtiyot Yisrael, the Shalayim. How you doing? Well, Hashem, how's he learning? I'm working on it. He came a year ago. I asked him, how are you doing? He said, the answer sounds different this time. He said, he went away for Shabbos with his wife. His wife told him, I'll tell you the truth, we married already 10, 15 years. I came, my father's a Talmid Chochem. He's working, but my father's a Talmid Chochem. I never said nothing. But you know, I think you're wasting your time. Yeah, you go to a shir, you fall asleep, you're doing nothing with your life. I think it's time for you to change. And he decided, you know what, I'm changing. He told her, Sunday we're coming back, I'm changing. Came back Sunday, and I had his wife call him, said, listen, I'm not a Meshgiach, but I'm telling you, it's a waste of your life. 15 years I didn't say a word. And he decided that he's changing. He learns 10 hours a day. 10 hours a day. He runs a big school somewhere, I don't want to say. He's a man, first Parnasse. He manages in between. He pushes, everything works out. He goes from 9 till 2. At 1 o'clock when he's no work, he has a safer. He learns 10 hours a day. He's not tired. Shabbos afternoon, he never sleeps. He said he taught all the life that if he will not sleep Shabbos afternoon, he will die. Baruch Hashem is alive. He was sure if he doesn't sleep 4 hours Shabbos afternoon and little Shabbos 10 hours, he will die. He never suffered that he will die. And his mamish sitting and learning with the Ganze Shtarka. Lo Yehuman. I told him, he sent me a shtikel Torah now, Chanukah. I thought in the beginning that it's a copy from a Sefer. The guy couldn't learn. And not that he decided now that he's becoming a Kivayge. He decided, he's a Balabos yet. He's a Balabos. But he's learning 10 hours, his head now. One thing, he really decided, I'm learning and nothing will happen. Hashem made a nest. It was oil for 2 minutes and it's lighting for 10 hours. I'm telling you, he had oil for 2 minutes. For 2 minutes he had oil. And I'm telling you, I took on myself different things to learn after I spoke to him. I got such a chizik, if he could learn 10 hours, so I'm chuyuf to learn. How much I will learn, I will never answer what I have to do. I learned so much things every day in Hizchus. A guy decided, I'm learning. Everyone could decide this. And Hashem promises a nes. I said, Rabbi Gershon Edelstein told me, the stipler told him, when you dive into Hashem, suffer if you will listen or not. Why? Maybe you want a palace, maybe you don't deserve a palace. You want $1 billion, maybe you don't deserve $1 billion. You have to manage with $1 million. You want $1 million, maybe you can manage with 100,000. Maybe you don't deserve to have it. You want to have a nice dinner? You don't deserve it. You want a good seat? You don't deserve it. But if you ask Hashem to be a Talmid Chacham, there's no way he could say no. Why not to be a Talmid Chacham? He asked him, why will he say no? Hashem doesn't say stam no. Hashem says no, you don't deserve it. To be a Talmid Chacham, I want. Why not? If you want to be a Talmid Chacham and he asked him to become a Talmid Chacham, you will become. There's no suffering about it. And this is the reason. The Nes of Matisyo is a big Nes. But everyone has a Nes in Chanukah. And if we take it out and we decide with the ganze Shtarkeit, Be'ez Hashem, we'll be Zoche Take to become Talmid Chacham.